Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Tobacco companies face such serious restrictions on advertising that you may wonder how they even acquire new customers. But as Michael Volo, assistant professor of sociology at Purdue University, explains, picking up the habit is a family affair.
In this article with my co-author, Dr. Jeremy Staff of Penn State, we examine the relationship between parent, sibling, and child cigarette smoking. The parents have been surveyed annually since they were high school freshmen in 1988 through 2011 and asked about their level of smoking. We found four patterns of smoking from ages 14 to 38. First, were those who have consistently smoked heavily or more than half a pack daily since high school. Second, were those who smoked lightly in high school or about 1 to 5 cigarettes daily and reduced or quit by age 38. Third, were those who didn't start smoking until their early 20s and continue to smoke at some level. Finally, representing half of the adults are consistent non-smokers. Each of the smoking categories represent about 15% of the adults. We then began to survey this original cohort's children who were ages 11 or older. We looked at whether the children have smoked within the last year in 2011. Surprisingly, we found very similar smoking rates for children of the three smoking groups of adults, that is, whether they were heavy or light smokers or started early or late. That rate was between 23 and 29%. Compare this to the children of non-smokers, whose rate was only 8%. Since we have all the children in the household, we also looked at the effect of siblings, finding that having an older sibling who smokes increased the chances of a younger sibling smoking by 6 times. Additionally, these older smoking siblings were 15 times more likely to be present in households with heavy smoking parents compared to non-smoking households. So both parental smoking patterns and sibling smoking matter for whether a child smokes.
That was Michael Volo of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.